All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on Monday, December the 5th. This is Purpose Spotlight, where I get the wonderful opportunity to interview, or to spotlight rather, two amazing individuals who are being themselves for purpose and are going out there doing what they were created to do and all the very unique ways that we've had people come on. And so today is no different. I'm super excited to bring them on and to hear just the amazing platform that they have and what they're doing in the, I guess you would call it the pillar of media as it relates. And so our first guest, his name is Adam. He's a producer, director, photographer, videographer, and the list goes on and on and on. So without any further ado,
hey, hold up. Can I hear you for a second? Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you. What's going on with you?
Now I'm just coming off from work, so I'm doing well. So,
Okay. Well, glad you came on even after work, and hopefully you got a chance to kind of relax a little bit and kind of get, mentally prepared for this. Before we even start, is that a purple wall or is that blue?
it's a blue wall. It's a
Oh,
blue wall.
you're about to get two
So
more brown points. You
I
got it.
use it for the background, is it dark?
Okay. All right. But you look great, and so I'm glad to see you smile. I feel like it's been a while since we've spoken. Yeah.
While. Oh my God, it's like
Yeah.
13, 12.
That sounds right, because I feel like I really want to think of when we met. I really want to say 2012. That's what always goes to my head.
I think it was like 2012, 13, something like
Yeah.
that.
So yeah, so since then, because then you left, you got big and famous, and then you forgot about all the little people. So yeah, but of course I know who you are. But I want you to go ahead and take this opportunity to share on this platform who you are and the amazing things that you do.
Well, my name is Adam Shanks. I'm born and raised from Baltimore, Maryland. I do acting. I do filmmaking. I do cinematography. I do editing, graphic design. Really, it's as an artist as I am. Really, I have a passion of art. I really love art. Basically, that's what God gave in me. Born, as I was younger, that's what God had given me the gift. But I was deaf in one ear. So when I was in the age of 5, my mother kind of picked up, and really, I kind of like didn't pay attention to it. But it's like when I was watching like some, more like a black film, the silent films or the kung fu movies that had like the subtitles. So I have learned a lot about that basis. But even with that, I'm healed. I'm not deaf like that. But after the surgery, it kind of like comprehended, kind of handled me, helping. So after that really kind of basically got me into doing films. I remember my uncles used to give me like tapes and all the stuff, like old films, westerns and all the stuff like that. So, and kung fu movies. So they kind of like the passion of how acting really is. It's, certain international and stuff like that. But I really was like really focused on like film, you know what I'm saying? And basically art. My mother, she was an artist herself, had taught me doing drawing. So really basically, all my life has been doing art for the rest of my life. And I use it as a hobby. But I graduated from, I went to BCCC,
Okay.
to still doing my own thing. I went to Morgan State for I went BCCC for 2 years, and then I transferred to Morgan State to finish there. And I went to our institution after that in Philly, and I went to Washington. Well, actually, the branch that I went to, our institution, when I was finished, to Philadelphia, because I went there to finish my school and everything else, and then I moved down to Atlanta. And after that, because I went there for internship with Tyler Perry. So
Gotcha.
been there for like a couple months and stuff like that. And then I kind of making my own decisions, trying to see what I want to do more to get myself out there. I did a couple of business, meeting a lot of people, networking, travel back and forth, jobs and gigs and stuff like that. And I wanted to go back to school doing producing. So I went to Art Institution Atlanta, but I didn't. I do have a child. Everybody who don't know, I have a beautiful daughter, Taylor. And being a single parent, I kind of make that decision to go back and forth. Yeah. So basically myself is like, I have been really progressing myself to stay in task. You know, God had placed me in certain different things. There've been some highs and lows, but he's been placing me into the right direction for me to keep on going, to striving through, you know. So basically I have been really been producing. I've been writing with different people. After I came from Tyler Perry, and even, you know, going traveling back and forth, I went to Toronto, California. Just meet a lot of colleagues that I've been graduating with, finish it. So I'm just basically just, you know, right now I'm in the process of trying to continue building, you know, and really it's this tough task right now because, you know, being an indie film, you're just trying to putting things together. Things is still trying to pick back up, you know what I'm saying? So just basically trying to take care of one thing that, you know, one thing to another. But God is good, you know, right now. You know, so right now I'm working at, I'm working broadcasting TV1 right now, Radio 1 right now. So this right now, I'm really to a point when I'm in my own field, you know, not quitting, not, you know, it's a lot of anxiety, you know, you want to put yourself out there, but it's patient that, you know, in this data game, you really have to stay patient and see what you want to do in life, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it's a lot of hurdle, it's a lot of, you know, tick for tack, but it's staying the course, you know.
That's amazing. And you said that you were in Baltimore, then you're really, I think you went back to Baltimore.
I'm back in Columbia, Maryland.
You're back in Columbia, Maryland. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, are you still traveling to Atlanta?
I travel back and forth. Really, still, I am traveling. I mean, in case I'm up here, it's by working. Yes, I'm back and forth. Most of the job that I do is down in Atlanta. If I have my colleagues, they we work in different projects. If it's some project I'm upcoming, bringing up and stuff like that, we kind of like commute, arrangement, making a schedule to everything else. After that, I do travel back and forth, Toronto, New York, Philadelphia, like back and forth from there. But basically I've been locally doing working from DMV and, just still continue with this kind of like rehearsing, practicing improv, classes and just kind of like put myself, you know, continuing, walking through this, working with other people, you know, so just keep on just driving through.
Yeah. So you talked about like, you kind of got started around the time you were 5, you know, and kudos to your uncle, like praise the Lord for family members and people that really support you, even if they don't believe in you or they think you're bad at it. They're like, you know, go ahead and play the trumpet. Go ahead. Yeah. If that's what you want to do, you know, so kudos, you know, just to your uncle and your other family members who supported that, you know, as you were young and gave you, you know, the tools to at least start off and just, you know, see where it went. But when was that moment confirmed for you where it was like, yo, this is what, you know, God actually wants me to do. This is the direction that I need to take. Because especially in an industry like entertainment, you know, it, like as you already said, it takes patience and it takes hard work. And if you don't have that, not grinder mentality, but just that whatever it takes mentality, you know, people give up on it because it's like, I don't got time for all that, you know, so let me pursue this. So let me just go in this direction because it's easier. So when was that moment? I don't know why you're laughing. But when was that moment for you?
I mean, I think it's a lot of challenges. And it's a lot of challenges that I love challenges.
Yeah.
Like I told you, the anxiety of what I noticed that is for me is everything I do in the morning, I think creatively. God gives me something to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Grammarly for me just kind of like bring my own brand, my brand BeQuest Entertainment. That's my brand that I put myself, just keep on implying to you what art is really is. And for me, I'm not like into fame stuff. I'm not into, not like that. I'm really into like what is inside my heart. You get what I'm saying? So nothing that, what I noticed that when I was like young, you know what I'm saying, as a child, you know what I'm saying, and really just communicating. I think that even more when I get more in depth, study my self-approval, what God having you for that gift, and certain signs and wonder kind of bring to me, you know what I'm saying, and kind of like give me the right direction, you know, right direct path of whatever the distraction is, as long as you straight knowing what you love and what you do, you know what I'm saying, that kind of encounter of being happy, you know what I'm saying. So for me to be in that realm, I kind of, I can do anything, you know what I'm saying. But in this day to game, you know, this industry, it's just like people get lost about, you know, lights and how it looks and different things like that. But I think that me, I love to be punched the envelope, you know, being free, being truthful, you know, being to a point of, you know, not being ashamed of what's going on. You know, just like being naked and not ashamed, you know. So it's my own pedigree that I really want to, you know, bring out, you know what I'm saying. So for me to go through that, excuse me, for me to go where I'm at right now, I'm just notice that in the age, you know, as I would say the age of young, as a young child, I felt more, you know, more understanding, you know. So I can't just pick up what I was in the past. It's just like, I just don't think about it. I just let believe in faith, you know what I'm saying? So for me to open up like, yeah, I know this question, I'm just opening this kind of like, this kind of driven with God taking me. Because certain things I was going through a deep hole, you know, depression, if it's for me or if it's not for me, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, when you just kind of rest into understand it's okay, that's kind of where I'm at, you know, so.
Gotcha. That's cool. You know, just that resolve. And I think, you know, just what you said, a lot of times it's just, where does God want me? You know, instead of trying to figure everything out, it's just like, where I am right now, God, is this where you want me to be? He says, yes. Okay, great. And this is what we're going to do. You ask me to do a follow up. Month later, 3 months later, God, where you want me to be? I want you to go there. Okay, great. I'm going to go there. Stay there a year, maybe 2 years. God, which one do I want you to stay there? Okay, we're going to stay here. You know what I mean? So that's pretty dope. Just following, you know, where he says go, you know, whether he says go, stay, whatever. And so just with BeQuest, what did you call it? BeQuest Industry?
BeQuest Entertainment.
BeQuest Entertainment, right. Thank you. So with all that, I'm sure you have about a million and one different projects going on. So are there any that you're able to share right now, some things that you're working on that are coming up rather quickly, and it's maybe some other thing or two that's happening later on down the line?
Well, right now I am starting, after I do, I do have a couple projects that I'll finish up. It's a short video that I have been doing, working with different artists and stuff like that. After I finish with that, I'm working on myself as a two TV series. One short film is called This Love. So I kind of like already finished the script and everything else. So I'm just kind of put back a small production to see who's want to participate. I know you got the information, you know, down in the info, or I can share out my information later. But I'm just, you know, looking for anybody who want to participate doing film with that. I also have a Brownstone. This is a series, 10 episode series, Brownstone. Okay. So I'm putting that together. That will be the next year. This back to back, this working from them two projects that I'm coming up. I have so many scripts that, I love to write. So I love to write, you know, stories and stories I can, you know, add up, and then scripts and stuff like that. So more, you know, that two project I kind of started off and kind of promoted after that. So just looking forward to other people, new writers, writer team.
Does it matter where they're located?
It doesn't matter who's located. Really just kind of like kind of really, I, you know, went to outreach to, you know, networking, you know.
Yeah.
Just piggybacking, like I said, anybody who's interested in writing, interested in doing production, just hit me up, DM. I definitely will send out my information. But whoever who want, you know, finance will be in place. So everything will be in, you know. Okay. Just looking for people who's interested in art. You know, it's going to be... it's not the quantity, it's the quality. You know, so I like to give it the message, you know, whatever message you're trying to bring to the table. It's nothing holding back, you know what I'm saying? If it's truthful, just let it, the truth be out, you know what I'm saying? So I'm basically on that type of term. I'm not into fame stuff like that, or glorified or anything like that. You know, credit's due, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want everybody, you know, to feel like what they want to give to, you know, give it out or participate, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who want, interested, who do film, see their self in film, just, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of like bring to the table, but that's, you know, I'm standing on, you know, so.
Okay. Well, that's dope. And yeah, we're actually going to get into that. Well, actually, let's just do that now. I do have some of the information that you already sent me that I will put in the comments. But if you would just go ahead and just list it here as people are listening, from your Instagram to your Facebook, your emails, how can people get in contact, say, hey, I'm interested in writing, production, acting, all of that. How can people get in touch with you?
Okay. You can you can go contact me on at Adam Shanks_official. You can DM, hit me up. You also can contact me on my Gmail, bequestentertainment@gmail.com. I'm sorry. I have information. I'm trying to get the information. I'm just trying to get all my information right. But but that information, you can still contact me on bequestentertainment@gmail.com.
Okay.
So hit me up, man. We can go from that and kind of, you know, chop it up, talking, have a meeting, and start having pre-production, just meet everybody else who, you know, just kind of and just go starting off from there.
Awesome. So before you leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you leave, during this, let's just, because you've been doing this, let's just say 2010, probably before. No, you said you were 5 and you're older than me. So out of all of this, especially stepping into the more professional realm, specifically as a person that's technically more behind the scenes, in this whole industry, media, entertainment, what are the two biggest lessons that stand out immediately? Like before people step into that role, any of the roles that you listed, producer, director, traveling, doing all of this, what are like the two lessons you're like, look, you need to know this, you need to understand this before you step out into that place?
Okay, so one, timing everything.
So
be prepared. Take your time. Whatever you're doing, whatever your mind is doing, write it down. Make sure it's a lot of layers into it. I can't give you two. It's just so much in the layer, but I would say one, time.
Time.
Make sure you're organized. Everything is on point. If you are putting your work on it, make sure it is organized. Make sure it's strategized. Take time with it. Don't do it. Build up into it. I think a lot of people is just so much quick and gap. They feel like this is the right time to do it. No, sometimes it take like my project. It took like 5 or 10 years that I had to work for. So even right now, I had Brownstone prior like 5 years. It's like it's a lot of time into a point, but you got to be on and equipped of what you want to get details, because sometimes your minds, you got to be process of what you want to say and make sure it is the right term. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I say that's quality. You know what I'm saying? Quality, you take your time, make sure the time is right. Two is, your attitude and being consistent. That's two.
Okay.
You got to be having consistent, and your attitude got to be positive. not always it's not gonna go your way. Time, like again, sometimes your time not gonna be in your way, but you're consistent. I'm not say how bad, but even if you're going to work 9 to 5, how you you participate in it. I would say make sure you do, meditate first, pray God first, then you go in your way to what you want in life. But I think it's consistent. I think a lot of people just kind of fall off because things not going right. And, you just got to, be on it. Because, for me, I've been doing this like 15 years. And I'll be like 15 plus years.
Yeah. But
again, for, being in the industry, it's just like, sometimes you just like, is that it? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what people feel, but me in life, I don't think that's, a lot of people looking for freedom. I don't think that even when you're looking at one of the camera, you're looking good and stuff like that, that's not me freedom. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know what you know. Know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Don't change for nobody. I think that, again, that's just so much I could say and can't give you to, but basically that's the most important thing. Give yourself a check. Make sure you when you love your stuff, and if you don't, make sure you really do it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So
I just be you.
That's more I can say.
Well, that's just perfect because this is perfect spotlight with Be For A Purpose. So I'm like super excited about that. That just flows right on in there. But nevertheless, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing the amazing things that you're doing. I'm definitely rooting for you. We've been watching you like from the background and just things like that. And you really do move in silence, and I think that's a beautiful thing. And I know there's a time coming where it's gonna be like, yo, like your name is just in all the credits. And people are like, yo, who is this dude? Like, where did he come from?
Yeah, can I say this? I really do appreciate it that you gave me this opportunity.
Yeah.
Because, for me, out of the blue, you hit me up. I'm like, oh, I ain't hit you for a long time. I've been back and forth, and I know you've been busy and doing another, but I really appreciate that, you put me in this platform, and you're doing an amazing thing. So,
thank you
for giving me this opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. It's been my joy, my honor, and my pleasure to sit here and just hearing the amazing things. It's so cool. But I'm going to grab all of the details, all the things that you shared with me, the information, your DM and all that, so that people can reach out to you. Really quickly, does that include singers as well, or you're just in the camera stuff?
Okay. I mean, I'm not holding. It's no holding back. I'm not, like I said, I'm more in depth in art. And when I mean that's into acting, metaphor, like monologue, I mean, it, people who have the passion of it, I love passion. I love that, there's whatever you're in that motion, whatever you do, it's like, it's no hold bar. I just want to, it's, and again, people who love art, so you can't take away from that,
Okay, touche. Well, I will definitely drop that in there because I got some people in mind that I'm like, you need to hit him up. So I would do that. But I'm going to let you go because I know you have a whole bunch of stuff to do. So I thank you for joining us here today. And we will definitely see your succeed soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
So that was our first guest, Adam Shanks, and that's AdamShanks. And of course, you'll see his name in the caption and all of that. And so now we're going to bring up our second guest. She is also she's technically from Virginia, but I met her in Baltimore. But she's back in Virginia now. And so she's an amazing singer. I actually got the chance to sing with her overseas. And honestly, I think that's when we first met. And so, I'm super stoked to bring her up. So without any further ado, dun, 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 dun. That was almost perfect timing.
I love it. Hello, beautiful sister.
Hello, my gorgeous one. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely
Oh.
wonderful. Yes, tired, but wonderful.
Okay. Well, then this is going to go however long I can keep you on here.
Yes. Hey, I'll take it.
But nonetheless, I am so happy that you're here, so happy that you said yes and been watching you, obviously, for I guess we met,
Oh,
unless I'm
gosh.
completely wrong. I feel like it had to have been 2014, right?
I think it was 15 because I moved to Maryland in August of 2015, and I think we met probably that same year, if not the next one. It's been a minute.
Oh no. Wait.
Yep, because it was the Dominican Republic trip, and that I don't think that was your
Was
first time going,
that's
but it was
right.
my
Because
first
we
time
were
going.
once and then you were with the other church. We were like,
Yes.
let's go together. Okay.
Yes. And that time was amazing. Like,
Yeah.
it was such a rich time doing missions. And then just like to know we could pick up a hymn book and just sound it, because I knew no Spanish, like none. And I remember being like, every time I get really excited and start talking to somebody, then I'll be like, ooh, translator, where's Nia? Where's Nia? Because I was so social and I was so into just wanting to make connections, but didn't know a lick. A lick. But when we opened up the hymn books and were able to just sing hymn, like melodies that were already familiar to us, but I could just sound them out, and I knew what I was saying, so my heart was still at, man, like there was nothing like that. Those were some magical moments. I've never ever forgotten that.
I think it's amazing as you travel, you get to see, well, specifically when you go from culture to culture and you're able to see music just transcend the language. You know what I
Yes.
mean? Even when you
Yes.
sing it, people can't always tell that you're not saying it correctly because you're singing it. It's just like, it just sounds so pretty. Like, oh my gosh. You know
I didn't have to worry about my accent, any of that. Like, oh. But the
Yeah. And so,
melodies,
yeah. And
like,
so those hymns,
yeah.
because we did To God Be the Glory.
Yes.
I think that was actually, I think that was the first time I actually heard it in. Is that a true statement? I think it is. I think that was the first time I heard it in Spanish. And I think
Wow.
it was like, women, y'all be singing these songs over here too. Wait a second.
Right. And it's like
And
when you
so.
don't go anywhere, you don't think about it. But I was like, wow, like just to know that these melodies and the hearts behind these songs transcend cultures and like people's relationships and intimacy with God is just what it is all over the world. Like, yeah, it was
Yeah, because
crazy.
when you sing it in English, you sing it in your native tongue, you know, they hear the melody, or they hear the metal, the
Melody.
melody. Thank
Yep.
you. They hear the melody, you know, and it's like, oh, like I know this song. And one of the things like I've come to love, especially during traveling, is like the fact that no matter what language you're speaking, God receives that worship. You know what I mean? Whether it's ASL or whether it's Yoruba or whether it's Chinese or obviously in our case, you know, Spanish. And it just blows my mind, you know, to go from culture to culture and just know that the presence of God literally goes with you wherever you go. You
Yes,
know,
come on now.
wherever there's a people that desire his presence, he can be like, all right, we can listen right here. You don't speak
Look.
another language, you know.
No.
No other country, no other tribe speak this language, but y'all, God knows it. He knows the dialect, he knows the
And it's right
conversation.
there, receiving it all. Like, come on. Come on.
And when you're really in tune, if you don't know the language, you can still feel God's presence and know that he's there, you know. But that's enough rehash. So can you tell people who you are?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just went straight in with reminiscing. But yes, hello everybody. My name is Jewel Booker. I am so super psyched to be here talking with my sister. But I have been many things. I am currently a math instructor. I teach college math. I'm a worshiper at heart. That's who I am, like from the core. But I'm also a performing artist. I'm a singer, and I actually also act as well. But right now, where I'm putting most of my energy is in music, performing music, singing live, sharing my story, my testimony through my music, and sharing joy through music. So yeah, that's what it is these days.
And so the same question I like to ask people, because everybody got a different answer. Some just say we just woke up one day, we just always been here. Then others say, you know what,
a whole bunch of stuff happened and I had a dream and God said, do that. And I said, okay, you know, so with you and your story, obviously you've been singing for years. But what was that defining moment for you where it was just like, I know this, wherever the path leads, I know that I'm supposed to sing.
Yeah.
Not even that it's the only thing that I do, but I know singing, is a big part of, you know, what I'm supposed to do. When was that confirming moment for you?
You know what? I think a lot of people would be surprised for me to say this. But I really feel like just recently, like just in 2020, honestly, I think before then, because I've always worn so many hats just in life. Yeah. My family is musical and my family is also brainy. Right. So like literally, like I was talking to somebody yesterday who knows my brother and he does music as well. And he's like a musical genius. And this guy was just like, look, can you just answer me this one question? Mm-hmm. How did he become such a genius? You know, and I'm sitting here and I'm having this conversation in my head. Like, I don't even know how to answer this guy because I think like just intellect runs through my family. Right. And so when you have a certain degree of intellect, you can do a lot of things well because you learn quickly. So it's been difficult over the course of my life to try to determine, even with college, like what path I want to take, because I was just as interested in reading and language as I was in math. It was just more rare to do math. So I took that path, you know. And I think when it comes to the music, because once I got to know the Lord, because me and Jesus have been cool since I was 19, right? Like that's when I met him for real. I went to church when I was younger, but that's when we kind of started our personal relationship. And I remember when I first came to him, I just like rolled up my sleeves and was just gung-ho. Everything he wants me to do, that's what I want to do. Like my whole life is him. My theme scripture has always been Romans 12:1-2, you know, just presenting my whole body as a living sacrifice, because I knew in a literal sense, because of the type of ratchet stuff I was doing in life, I knew in a literal sense that I shouldn't still be alive. So I was like, okay, God, clearly because you've saved my life, my choice now is to live my life for you because it's yours. Like you've proven that you deserve it, right? So whatever's left is for you. And so in that, I've been like with you and I, when we met, I've been a missionary. I've gone to South Africa. I've gone to Dominican Republic. I've done a lot with the Impact Movement. I got involved with them in college. And so... Yeah, so I've done, you know, missionary work and I've done Bible study, teaching and leading and choir directing. And like, I just put my whole everything into whatever. But I'm going to say like the music part, like my heart music, that hasn't always been accessible to the general public, you know? Okay. And it started, the church I was going to in Richmond helped to kind of cultivate a freedom in me, because I think between my personal self-image issues, as well as just not, I had like this fear, like this really like serious fear of pride. And it came from hearing that that's what got the devil kicked out of heaven and all of this. So I was just like, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be in front, you know, because I wanted to run so far away from anything that might look like pridefulness. So I didn't want to be before people. And like my best singing, I'm kind of mad now because my best singing would happen alone in the shower. Like I would make sure nobody was around because I just wanted it to be what me and him did together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't until, like I was saying, I got to my church in Richmond and they helped kind of cultivate more of a freedom in me to share my music. And that was my first time being an actual worship leader at my church in Richmond, Virginia. And for years, you know, I spent time just getting used to sharing that personal thing that was just me and God's with other people. And so fast forward now to 2020, it had become more of a duty than where it started, you know. And I'd gone through some stuff with some churches. I'd, you know, gone through situations where people honored the gift of singing more than they honored the individual doing the singing. And I can't even say more than they honored me, but more than they cultivated my own, like my heart and my personal health, my mental health. And I was hurt. And I was, by the time 2020 came, I was like, well, if we weren't on quarantine, I wasn't going to church anyway, because I'm sick of all of y'all. Like, I just, look, you know. And so I just remember me and the Lord having a whole conversation about all of these songs that I've sang to him and him alone, all these poems that I've written about what it felt like to be that girl that stopped, you know, being as ratchet as I was. And for me, my definition of ratchet was having sex outside of marriage, right? So I re-virginized myself from the time I was 19 for almost 23 years of walking in celibacy after having not walked in celibacy in my teenage years. And so I'm like, all right, you know, there was a way that I saw the world that was a lot different than everybody else just because of those types of choices. And I felt like I wasn't understood by people. I definitely didn't feel understood by men. And so there was so much crying out to God in my private time, but not wanting to tell people what I was talking about, not wanting to feel like, you know, I don't have enough faith or I'm not holy enough. And, you know, if I really trusted God to be married, or if I trusted God for these things that I want, then I wouldn't be worrying about them. Cause if you're going to pray, don't worry. And all, you know, so it was just all of this stuff. And in 2020, I was like, Jesus, if I do die, cause people were dropping like flies, I'm like, if I catch the COVID and I'm out, have I done what you've put me here to do? That's, and I realized I hadn't. Yeah. Yeah. I realized I hadn't. And I'd been singing and I'd been worshiping him, right? But I hadn't been completely open with what he'd given me. I'd given people, you know, the cute stuff, you know, the safe part of what I felt like my relationship with God was. And so, yeah. So my project that I released, or that I recorded in 2020, really opened up a little bit more of that. Yes, I know I said a lot, so I'm like, let me take a second.
No, it's all good. Yeah, 2020 was, I think, your testimony is another piece of evidence of how necessary it was. Mm. You know, because when we're by ourselves, when we are quarantined, we ain't got nothing to do but really look at ourselves, you know, exactly. To get back in there and be like, so, what's up, self?
Right. Especially as somebody single, you know, because some people had to deal with their kids and their husbands or their parents or whatever. I lived alone. So yeah. I looked at the same four walls for the whole quarantine, you know, and you can tell from the music, like during the times that I went to the studio were the only times I saw another individual. Only times. And the isolation, because I'm a serious extrovert. Y'all can probably tell. Y'all like, oh, she do so much. Like, yes, I get all my energy from people. And so months of not being in anybody's presence, not being able to hang out with people, not even being able to go to the store and, you know, have random conversations in the aisle, like, it was torture. It was so hard. And you hear all of that. And I never wanted to forget it. And so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So love letters, right?
Is love right? Sick 2020. Yep. All my albums got love in them. But yeah, this one is Love Sick 2020.
Is that the one that I got?
I might have Love Notes. Yeah, Love Notes was my first one. Yeah, that was more of my worship music. Yeah, my personal worship music. Yeah.
Okay.
Any songs you remember? Lord, bless me over and over and over again. Is that one on there?
No, it must have been Love Notes, because there's a song about Call Me Back. Is that what it's called?
Yes, that's Love Notes. Yep, that was the first one. That's Love Notes.
Okay, yes, I think with that we have He Looked Beyond My Faults and Saw My Needs. I will say that one, if is it still on Amazon? So I think that's where it says on Amazon. Yeah, y'all definitely get that, because I remember the first time I heard that one. What is He Looked Beyond My Faults?
Yes.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound good.
That's what mine is now. I don't know what they call it. The other Amazing Grace, whatever.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, when I heard that, I was just like, because I feel like you started to sing it in Dominican Republic at one point. I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
That is not a true statement. When you were at Colonial, I think you sang that.
Got
song.
It. Okay.
And I was like, yeah, oh my gosh. But it wasn't like on a CD, but then I heard it on a CD. And I was like,
oh, it's so funny. Look.
But sharing, you know, everything that you are doing now and have done, and really beginning to walk into that calling, you know. And I think it's your story is so unique, you know, in that it wasn't until 2020, even though you've been singing for quite some time. And even I think that was 2020 or maybe the year before, where I know you were in a play. Was that what it
yes.
was?
Yeah, I was in a couple of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and so doing all that, I think it's, what's the word? It's amazing to see your tenacity just because some people's like, if it doesn't serve an immediate need, they just kind of drop it, you know, if it just becomes like baggage in a way.
Wow.
But in essence, you kept the value of your voice there. You kept the value of your talent there, you know, and you used it, you know, and because you were faithful in that regard, even though you didn't know, obviously no one knew what was going to happen in 2020,
right.
But that's what it took for God to speak to you and say, okay, this is what I want you to do.
And it's funny because I thought I was being authentic up until then. You know what I mean? Like I felt like I was being open. I felt like I was being, you know, transparent in my relationships with people, you know, the women that I've discipled. I hope some of you guys are watching. Hey, y'all. But, you know, like I thought that I was being really open. Like that was one of the things that I would always encourage other people to do. Like God already knows everything. So what are you hiding from him? Like just, you know, when you come to him completely. Like, and I realized in my own brokenness, there was so much that I was still withholding. You know, there was so much that, and some of it was a cultural thing, like a church culture thing where I was taught to only project the good stuff because we're trying to make God look good. But then when real life happens, because it happens to everyone, the people who don't know him like I know him can be led to believe that I don't go through what they go through. And so it ends up feeling like now there's this specialized Christian club that I can never be a part of because that doesn't even look like reality. Well, exactly, honey, because it's not. We're not telling you everything, you know? And so that part really was my personal challenge, right? Like what are my friends at my old church gonna think? What are, you know, the other people who have seen me in whatever way gonna feel like when I tell the rest of my story, like Paul Harvey used to say, I'm an old head, but yeah, like what is that gonna look like for them? And by that time I didn't care, you know, and it was because I was hurt enough, but God, he doesn't waste a dang thing. And he took the fact that I was in my I don't give a beep moment to just be like, okay, then go ahead, like open up. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm like, it's funny that you talk about the tenacity because I'm telling you, I'm like, look now, like I come to him all the time. Like even now I'm planning a Christmas event. Y'all come out if you're in the Richmond area, come on December 17th. Because my heart is still like, I still have the heart of a missionary. I still have the heart of an evangelist. I don't always feel like my methods have been conducive to real life change as my journey with the Lord has gone on. And I feel like the more I learn, the better I try to be. Right. So I'm now sensitive to those who, like me, even loving Jesus. For years, there were some times where Christmas, I don't have any kids. I don't have a husband. It was real quiet around my house during Christmas time. Like, what am I going to put a tree up for? So I can look at it? Who else? Like, you know what I mean? So this time of year isn't all full of joy and jolly for everyone. And I was like, well, Jesus, I want to give somebody some of the joy and jolly that I would have wanted when I needed it, you know? Yeah. And it does, you're right. It takes some tenacity, you know what I mean? Because I'm not rolling in it. I'm just a teacher, right? But I'm like, I know you're calling me to do this. And I know you're calling me to share the love you've given me in whatever creative ways I can. So, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Let's do this, Lord.
Yeah, and even on that same note, you talked about your event that's coming up in December 17th. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, you can go more into detail about that if you want to.
Sure.
But what are some other things that you're working on that are to be released or that are happening relatively soon and some things that you're working on and can share at this time that are more in the future?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I kind of I was listening earlier and I was like, man, I need to connect with that dude. I hope I was one of the people on your list that you were like, you need it. Because I was like, wait a minute. And he said something and I was like, dude, that is my life. Like he said, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. And I'm definitely that, I'm that girl. You know, when I did Lovesick 2020, I recorded it during that year and I wanted to hurry up because it doesn't take me long to record. But when I put it together, I wanted to make sure that it represented the heart of what my life has felt like and looked like as a single woman leading up to 2020 as well as in 2020, right? Okay. And I feel like that project, I put so much of my heart into it that that project has yet to really flourish the way that it needs to, if that even makes sense. But I know when I was recording it that it was for someone. And I feel like the activities of 2020 confirmed it. Because I decided to do it in 2019. And I was like, this is going to be weird. Like, church ain't going to know what to do with this because I'm going to talk about Jesus, but I'm going to sing love songs. And I'm going to also talk about stuff that is kind of taboo. So I don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, and songs of lament and sadness, you know what I mean? And I'm like, are they going to be like, well, she don't love Jesus enough because she don't know how to sing hallelujah anyhow. Mm-hmm. And then we started walking through this protracted season of mourning. And grief and isolation. And I no longer had to like tell anybody how important it was to grieve and to lament.
Look at somebody be like, yeah.
Look, and I was like, God, you're like, this is crazy. Like it was, the timing of it was perfect, you know? And I'm still growing in my understanding of how the industry works and my understanding of marketing and my understanding of, you know, communicating and all of that. But in terms of what I'm trying to do, I'm really still trying to share that project with those who it was made for. Because I feel like there's people who aren't spoken for. You know what I mean? Like you got the people that's, you know, and you was touching my man and I'm looking, like we got songs about all types of stuff, but I was like, who's singing about the good girls who's trying to do stuff right and her heart still gets broken because she fell in love with the wrong dude and then he got married to somebody else and now you just got to eat it because maybe that won't who God had for you even though you thought so when you prayed. Like, who's singing that?
That part.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I feel like in what I'm doing, learning what it looks like to promote, learning what it looks like to share so that what and who that's for gets reached. You know, and yeah, I'm putting together Christmas music. My goal was to try to do another Christmas album every year. It didn't happen this year, but
okay,
I got a plan. Yeah, so I have Christmas, a Jewel Booker Christmas Volume 1. So my Lovesick 2020, that one, that's my full length. But yeah, Volume 1, I'm trying to get my mom and them on Volume 2. make my daddy and my brother and my mom sing with me. But yeah, I'm just trying to like open up the avenue of authenticity through music from this perspective because I don't feel like everybody's going there. Like some people, you know, I'm gonna give Jesus a song on this, but I love Jesus is in my heart. So when I sing soul music, it's soul music that's dripping with his name because I'm like, Jesus, what in the world is this? Because that's what my life looks like. That's my reality. It's not everybody's, you know, some people hug trees and whatever they do and God bless them. But
yeah.
I'm gonna cry out to him. So yeah.
Yeah, that falls right in line actually with what Adam was saying even before this and just talking about that in whatever passion or whatever creative avenue, you know, as you were talking about, to be yourself, you know, because especially in, I think the music, because we were talking about the hymns, you know, earlier. And like how that translates. And so the question becomes, okay, so why do certain songs, when you really pay attention, why are certain songs have lasted through time? You know, have lasted from country to country, you know, where they've adopted it in their own language and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain songs that they were popular in, you know, 2010, but you don't hear them no more. You know, they're popular in 1980, but you don't hear them no more. You know, after 1982, they were gone. You know, they were great songs, but you don't hear them more. You know, and so I think a lot of that goes to that authenticity. Yeah. You know, so when you hear a song like Amazing Grace, like I Surrender All, or How Great Thou Art, when you know the story behind those songs,
come on.
Because it's like you feel it. And like as worship leaders, I know for me, I can I can tell when a song is going to last, if that makes sense. You know, because you hear the spirit behind it.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's some song. I'm definitely not going to say what song it was, but there's one song that I heard recently that I was like, ain't no glory anywhere in this. Like, it wasn't a bad song. Right. You know? And it said Jesus. You know,
but it scratched the surface. It ain't going.
Yeah. You know, it's like, and you can tell the spirit behind things. And even obviously on a secular platform, you think of in this, you know, again on the secular realm,
yeah,
whether the song is vulgar or it's not, when you hear the words, you're like, yo, like, they felt everything they were saying, you know, right. Like they felt that thing, like they cussed that person slam out, but it's
all
like,
the way.
Song and I'm gonna sing it. Even though I've been doing my life, it meant that. They said everything.
Yes. Yes.
And, or even, you know, like, you know, like when you're like 7 or 8 and you're singing about, you know, cheating on your husband and like you feel it because the person on the song, they feel it. And your mom's like, why are you listening to this? It's a great song.
It's, you know, so true. I remember singing Saving All My Love by Whitney Houston when I was knee high to a grasshopper. And I listened to that thing as an adult. I said, wait now. Oh, you was a whole other woman. Like, you was a whole entire other woman. Oh, no, we're not singing that no more. I kept singing it. I knew what I was singing.
and I think now, especially, again, you know, you as an artist and learning how to, that whole learning curve is something special to me.
Because
what I found out in a different aspect is when God affirms who you are, what he's called you to do, it's like, okay, now you actually need to learn about it, figure this thing out. Before it was kind of like, I'm just doing it, whatever happens, happens. But now it's like, no, you got some stuff you got to figure out. That gift, you got to perfect what I've called you to, you know? So, and I think it's interesting for you because you have that evangelistic perspective as well. Yeah. So I'm really like interested to see how God really like just merges all that together and just, you know, his own unique, beautiful way. Because for those who don't know, God is a creator and he's very creative. Oh. You know what I mean? Oh. And so the longer that I'm in this thing, a couple years ago, I did something about a jigsaw puzzle. I think I wrote about it.
Okay.
A jigsaw puzzle and just like, you know, you got all these pieces, these random things about your life. My God, what the heck are you doing? But I can look back on that now and say, okay, he's really he's put the edges around and he's really starting to like, okay. Mm. You know, so again, that authenticity, you know, and I think that's what's going to take your music, your artistry, your ministry.
Your ministry
to that next level, you know, because it's like, even if you sing hallelujah and all these type of things, that's great. But it's like, you can't have the good. You don't know how good God has been until you know how screwed up my life was.
Look.
You know how much I needed his grace each and every single day. Even when you saw a smile on my face and everything looked nice and I'd be dressing fine and all this type of stuff. But you're like, no, but you don't really know what was going on. So now let me tell you why I sing hallelujah the way that I do.
Let me ask you
about how good God has been, because no, he really has been good.
Amazing. I was just gonna say, just to that same point, it does God and the people who need him such a disservice when they can't see, when he can't see the full picture lived outwardly. Do you know what I mean? I think that we've done so many things in the name of Christianity that God is looking at like, but who told, I didn't ever say a thing about that. What are you doing? Why are you saying I said that? I didn't, that's not what I told y'all. You know, I think we, anytime things become organized, right? Like by definition now, because this thing is organized, it has to be sustained somehow. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the methods that we use to sustain things run counter the original design, right?
Yeah.
And I'm learning that even as I'm trying to build the music, the business aspect of music, right? Like I continually have to come back to, okay, Lord, what am I doing for real and why, right? Yeah. Is this about making money? No, it's not. But if I'm going to do this, I can't go broke because I still got to live, right? Yeah. So how do you balance those things, right? Like, that really takes the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to help us walk that line, you know? Because the easy thing to do is just create structure. Now, we need structures and systems. Yeah. But the easy thing to do is to just create structure and systems that sustain themselves by the way we create them. Yeah. And we can, you know, plan and structureize God right on out of a situation. And I think that with our lives, the more people are able to see our brokenness, like if you read what Paul talked about, Paul didn't talk about being the best this and the, I'm the best. He was like, look, chief of sinners, like I'm the worst of the worst. You know what I mean? Like, he was, and clearly he was walking with the Lord, and clearly he, you know, got divine revelation about all types of deep stuff, but he was honest enough to be like, yo, it's really not me. I'm not trying to come in real good words and nice sound. I'm trying to show you the power of God. And people don't see the power of God when they don't know what he's had to do to get you to where you are. And I think that some people are so afraid of, publicizing sin or making it look like you know, or anybody is glorifying unrighteousness or, you know, this or that. But it's like, God ain't scared of that. You're scared of that. But God's not, like, you know. So yeah, I just, it's just in my heart. And I'm gonna show you, all right, two things. I'm gonna talk about the Christmas. I'm gonna talk about my t-shirts, because my t-shirts, I made these last, can you see it?
Yes.
So the funny thing is, when I came up with this slogan, I didn't realize as much about what was going on with COVID and how there was going to be like this whole anti-masker thing happening at the time. And I was like, y'all, this doesn't mean that I'm against COVID masks. Like, I'm really just trying to say, be real. Like, unmask means take off the fake, you know what I mean, and be real, you know. But yeah, that definitely is my heart. And yeah, so at the Christmas event, you may or may not see some of these masquerade masks that I got created when I did my single release for Who Am I? That was a single from Love Sick 2020. Okay. And, I had a masquerade ball the day after, I think, or the day before, Halloween. And yeah, I was like, who am I? Put the mask on, you know. But the point was, yeah, like we really need to be honest about who we are before God, before other people. And so yeah, like for Christmas, come on out, have an excuse to look cute. If you're in Richmond, it's December 17th. Dress it up. I'm gonna have a best dress contest. I'm gonna find some real good prizes, y'all. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, what would people want to do? What would I want to do? I'm trying to put some of that together. So I would love to see people out. You can also get the music, of course, online, every dang where, or from my website, jewelbooker.com. But yeah, I'm trying to spread some joy and spread some Jesus. Because once people know, like, no, we real people, just like y'all. We just got help. Like, we got supernatural help. I need to help you to get some of the help I got, because I ain't got this together. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. But he got me. So I'm going to need you to learn what it looks like to have him have you too.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord. You got Christmas, that's the immediate thing. And is there anything like you're working on in the like next year that you're like, yo, like, yeah.
My next endeavor, and people gotta help me with this now, because I can't put it on if y'all ain't gonna show up. But I wanna have a Valentine's white party specifically for my singles. Yeah. Like, I wanna create events that you don't have to fight through the ratchet in order to come out and meet other people, whether same sex to get some friends in a new city or opposite sex, because some people still want to, you know, get together with some people. Yeah. So yeah, like that's the plan for Valentine's Day next year. Okay. And I'm also praying, you guys can pray with me. I still feel like the idea that I had with Love Sick 2020, when I did the release concert, I did like a one woman show. And so it was like a mix of acting and singing to kind of put you in my house within 2020 and use the songs to kind of tell the story. So it was a dope idea. Like, it was a dope idea, but it needed to be developed some more. So I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to sit that down, because it keeps coming back to me. So y'all can pray with me, and I might holler at your boy to help me to develop some of that. Because, yeah, like, I would love to be able to kind of take that and run with it, so that the message and the heart of the music, as well as the heart of God, can be promoted.
And so on that same line, for people who are interested in the Christmas event and or Valentine's Day and just your music in general, people who are just to collab with you in whatever facet, how can people, what is the best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, definitely. So if it comes to like booking or trying to get me to come out somewhere, you know, sing at your church, speak at your conference, do whatever, that's booking@jewelbooker.com. And my name has two L's in it. So Jewel Booker, I always say the second L is for love, but I was named after my grandma and I do love her. But on Instagram, you can message me or just follow me, and then, you know, we can collaborate that way. But it's jewel.booker on Instagram and TikTok. And Facebook is Jewel Booker Music. But I do have my website. That's where you can go to get tickets for the concert/party for Christmas, because I'm going to do some live music as we're in there jamming and dancing and eating. There will be food. But that's on my website, jewelbooker.com as well.
All right. Oh, and where can people find your music? I know I did mention Amazon as well, but are definitely you one of the Apple people as well?
All of them. Yep. Amazon, okay. Apple, Spotify. Okay. You can get all of those if you choose. If you want to support me more directly, then you can download the music directly from my website as well. And I get more of that as an artist. I always want to shout that out. So for other artists, friends that you know and have, if they have a personal page where they share their music, that's always going to be the best place because they get the most from that.
Okay. Word to Big Bird. So for you, as we close this part out, thank you so much for just sharing and conversing and just making the spotlight look good. Going back to 2020. And I know there was so much. I know I could tell you for days what God showed me in 2020 about various things. But for you, coming out of 2020 into 2021 and even things that may still be resonating with you, what is one thing that you were like, out of all the chaos that happened in 2020, God told me this, and all of that was worth this one lesson that I learned. What would that be for you?
Unlearn and relearn. Okay. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we walk through life thinking that we know a lot more than we do, thinking we know about what it looks like to love and to walk with God, thinking that we know what he wants from our lives, thinking, you know, kind of becoming default in the way that we deal with the world. And everything was shaken up in 2020. We couldn't do anything that was normal for us. And so we had to unlearn some things we thought we needed, right? I had to unlearn some things about what a value filled relationship with the Lord looked like. And my challenge for people is to do that same thing, right? Like if you're not really walking with the Lord, if you're like, y'all talking a whole lot about Jesus and I just want to hear some good music, you know, if that's you, then challenge what you think Christianity is, you know, challenge what people did to you, because as somebody who loves Jesus, church people hurt me too, right? So challenge that idea that church is whack because people in church were whack, right? Challenge that, unlearn that, and learn or relearn, ask questions enough to identify and to probe into figuring out what's real. You know, there's a lot of stuff I thought was just the way. And I realized, nah, like, I mean, even for simply some people thought, like, in order to be serious about God, you got to go to church. You couldn't go to church in 2020. So now what? Nobody loves Jesus? No.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? And I know I've been in circles where you were shamed if you didn't show up at the building, but nobody could. So now what does that mean for me? What does that mean that loving God really looks like? And be honest enough if you don't know yet, right? Ask some questions, but ask them of him, because I promise you he's listening and he wants to give you the answers. And so that's my challenge to everybody, whether you think you know him, whether you don't think you want to know him, like, unlearn what you think you know and be willing to relearn some new stuff.
Touché. Works, Big Bird. Jewel, my gem.
Yeah. I love it for you.
Yeah, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I will definitely put all of the information there in the comments, or the, what do you call this thing? The caption.
Once, yes, all that.
So people can go follow and all that, follow, like, share, purchase, all that, and hopefully, you know, see some of the people from the live tonight at the event on
December 17th.
You know, and so I thank you again so much. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on BU for Purpose, the podcast.